And welcome back to another episode. And if you're new here, welcome on board my longship. I'm honored to have you all sailing with me. So it's a new year now, and I want to start it all off with talking about some things that are very important. And I've been thinking to do this for a very long time, ever since I started this pod basically, but I have felt it wasn't the right time before. However, I do feel that that time has come now. We need to start this year differently as pagans, and if that means I need to carry that first torch, then so be it. I'm doing this in hopes to bring some balance to pagans and our communities, and I know that this is going to take a very long time to restore, but I hope that this will be at least a start towards it. So let's jump off the longboat this time and let's go on land for a while. Somewhere cozy in the woods, and let's make a nice fire. So go find yourself a comfortable spot and join me by it, because this haul is going to be a very long story to tell. So please use your headphones for the best experience with this episode. I hope you'll enjoy. So I want to tell you guys why I don't share a lot of my practices in details or at all here on the pod. Like how I personally do my rituals, galdr, runic galdr, other sorts of spells, seyðr, and all of that jazz. I've decided that my knowledge shall be kept in sacred silence, as I've come to call it. And I wish others like me will honor their sacred silence as well, if they aren't already. And there are certain things and happenings that have contributed to my firm decisions regarding that all, and I have really gone through some hard lessons to really, truly understand the importance of our sacred silence, as we Valas, Vitkis, Druids, Witches should honor and take seriously in my opinion. I will only help guide those who need some guidance on their path and help those in need, but I will not teach my knowledge. I and people like me are only here to guide those who are walking various paths, whether you're a Vala, Vitki, Druid, Witch, or just pagan. But the education itself comes from nature, deities, entities, and guides themselves. People like me are helping those who are called to understand the puzzle and to guide them along their path so they won't get lost in it all. Because of course, there's much to be wondering about, and it's hard to sometimes put all the pieces together at times, especially when you walk our path as mystics, as some call us practitioners. But we cannot teach a person to be what we are. Firstly, they will know if they're one of us, and if so, they would also know that they need to teach themselves with the help of the old ones. And we can support each other on the way with guidance, but they also know that the tuition of it all comes from the old ones and nature. And I will address the issues regarding this and more with specifically two certain pagan communities in this episode, but I won't be mentioning any names. I will begin with telling you guys a story, then I'll talk some history regarding that story, and then I'll talk about the ever so annoying subject of pagan books, as well as I will address mentorships and such too, because this all kinda really ties together, I feel. So let me begin with telling you all the story. A year ago or two, I felt very lonely being who and what I am, a Vala. There's not anyone here in Sweden that I know of that follows a similar path like me, really. It is a lonely path to walk in this time anyhow, so it's common that we as pagans as a whole do have these feelings, especially in the beginning if you have been called, I would say. And I wanted to know if people experienced the same things as I did, practiced the way I did somewhere else, since I was, and still am, a skeptic. And it's much easier not to be that skeptical if you can talk to others who are like you to kind of get things confirmed and such, which can be very useful for a skeptic. Nowadays, I've been overproven so much, so I'm not as skeptical as I was from the beginning. I still am though, but healthily so. But when it all started, it was all that more important to me to get confirmation about things. So one day I joined a group, some would call it a cult today, which I also think it has unfortunately become. But little did I know that the reasons for me to be there for a while were for me to learn some very hard lessons. Over a little while in there, people tended to turn to me for guidance and advice, both publicly and privately. and I always help if I'm needed and if I'm able to. The leaders, as they were called, tended to ask me as well for advice and guidance after a short while, both for personal spiritual matters and also with content, structure and how-tos for gatherings and did ceremonies and rituals too, for example. And after a while, as I got to know some of the leaders mostly, we eventually became friends, and I usually had conversations with one of them that I felt I trusted more than anyone in there, since this person really seemed to be like me in many ways, or portrayed to be anyways. And since I wanted to believe that he was like me, I opened up when he asked me about various things regarding knowledge. I had no reason to believe that he asked for other reasons than just being friendly and wanted to just have a healthy discussion practitioners between, but the real reasons were definitely of another kind. After a while, I began to see that what we have talked about started to air openly on our YouTube channel, which I'm not gonna name here, without my knowledge or consent. I didn't open up about these things for them to expose openly, so that got me a little bit worried. Then the day came when I really realized that it was in fact so that my knowledge, and even sometimes my exact words and meanings, was being put out there for thousands of people, totally without my knowledge or consent, is the day that I stopped talking about these things with other people, to prevent that they will act from ego, greed, and desire for power and popularity, since it was now being used in these very manners by this person and the group. And such is not the meaning of this knowledge to be used. And I left the group. That was the biggest reason that I left. However, there was also a lot of other reasons too, which I'm not sure if I'm gonna talk about in a future episode or not, but if you guys really feel you want me to do so, then maybe I will. Let me know. Anyhow, it all didn't stop because I left. It still continues. But if I only would have known that I was being basically milked and used in that way back then, I would never have said anything at all about anything. I only told this person because I truly thought I was lucky and had found a great friend and person who was like me, and to exchange thoughts with each other in a private way. And for one example out of many, I told this person some of the knowledge about runic Galdr. And now recently, this knowledge is aired too for thousands of people, again without my knowledge or consent. And that was certainly not my intention that it would get out in public like that, and I feel so used and deceived, because I feel like this was the last straw for me, which eventually led me to publish this episode. But luckily enough, I didn't tell the teeny tiny little details about things, but I remember that this person really tried getting more and more details from me regarding the runic Galdr and more, till the point I actually felt something was definitely off. So I became very reserved after a while, but the questions kept coming, and later on from several others in the leadership as well, which I felt was kind of odd. And from what I have seen now, the lack of those details that I left out really shows. Especially regarding the Galdr matters. Because now they don't know where to go from that, and that's a knowledge only the old ones should teach them, if they are truly meant to do these things like we, as so-called mystics, in lack of a better name for us all, do. I'm also pretty certain that many others like me have been used in the same matters by the same community, and I'm sorry if you have, or maybe you are in that situation at this moment that you listen to this episode, and if that is the case, please cease all contact with those who are sucking you dry for your knowledge and step out. I was also told so many times by the leaders that we should work behind the scenes for this leader in that group. In other words, not tell anyone that this person was being educated by us, or how to say. That in itself was a red flag in my book. And I thought to myself, why? And if this leader is gonna be that spiritual leader that he or she wants to be and portrays themselves to be, then why isn't this person gaining this knowledge themselves? Why are we as Valas, Vitkis and Druids gonna work in the shadows and being used by this person for greed and fame? And I just wanna add in that if a person is not guided by the old ones in the first place, then the person shouldn't dabble with our practices. However, I am very happy, honored and thankful for people who honors our Norse traditions of old and honors our gods and goddesses all over the world. It's beautiful, but it has to come from the pure-hearted. Not from the ones tainted with desires due to it. It leaves a bitter taste on my tongue. I'm just saying that we as practitioners should keep our knowledge to only ourselves and not teach how-tos and deeper things. Such is not our assignment. And I hope this person and the group actually starts to listen to the guidance of the old ones and nature if they in fact are guided by them, instead of just acting out on breadcrumbs and hope for the best as they have done now. And people have even been hurt due to attempts on blood work in this group, and I was horrified when I learned of what and how they had done and for what reasons. This is what happens when you actually do not understand what you are doing, and also the lack of common sense, to be frank here. But the lessons I learned when being in that group for trusting people with my knowledge and getting basically used were well needed for me going forward on my path, even though it was tough lessons to learn at the moment, but I'm thankful for that. Having done what is done and learned my lessons has really made me understand the importance of our sacred silence and helped me to understand why this all was so hidden and secretive in the past. I was meant to learn these lessons and I'm grateful for them. The lessons of being what I am and for me to understand the importance of keeping my knowledge to myself, like it has always been done in ancient times as well. And the overall lesson that this path I'm on is bound to be quite lonely, which is really the hardest lessons of all to come to terms with. For those who are meant to walk this path will be guided in some way or form, and it's not by other humans and books. So if you are like me, and whether you are connected to that group or not, do not give our knowledge away to randoms on the internet, for they don't know the responsibilities that comes with that knowledge, nor do they know what they are actually doing. And most of them will do it for fame and riches. Our knowledge should be kept close to our own chests. This is just my own opinion, but I truly believe that's for the best. And we have history that also strongly supports my thoughts and experiences from it too. See, the historical part of this all is that it's well known that we don't have much information of how the ancient druids or how the Valas did their things. And we also know that their knowledge was only passed to certain selected few through only words them between. No texts, no books, nothing written down. And there's a reason for that. In this modern world, we have easy access to a lot of things. Knowledge is easily spread and picked up through the internet on various platforms, books, podcasts, and so on. But the problem is that almost everyone has the access to all that knowledge. While this can greatly benefit those who are truly meant to walk the Valas or Vitkis path, druidic or whatever, but it's not only available for them. Even those who are not meant to find or utilize such knowledge are being served everything on a silver platter. Nowadays, pagans tend to believe that just because you're a pagan, you need to do everything we mystics, as some of you call us, are doing, like divination, galdr, seid, elaborate ceremonies and rituals, and the list goes on. People actually need to understand that ordinary pagans do not do these things. It's not a requirement nor an obligation that you need to learn some of these things in order to walk a pagan path, which I've mentioned so many times before. And ordinary pagans might be interested in runic galdr, say their divination, etc., but that doesn't mean they're actually supposed to do it. The misconception here is that a pagan person needs to do a Vala or Vitkis practices, for example, or that everyone can do these things if they want it. And that is certainly not how it is. People need to learn these differences between actual practitioners and non-practitioners. And it's not better to be one over the other either, which people seem to have misunderstood too nowadays. It's become very much status-focused for some reason. It's like comparing chocolate and vanilla. There's people who are team chocolate and those who are team vanilla, or team coffee or team tea. No team is better than the other. Just different. And if they truly want to learn and feel called to do so, they should not go to a library to do so. Because if that's what people do, then it's proof that they don't understand what it's all about, and that they don't have what it takes to actually do such things. This knowledge and practice is not for everyone to know or to practice, because people who are not like us can at worst cause damage due to the lack of understanding and the lack of the natural abilities to both connect and to do the actual energetical work in a proper way. If you cannot feel or see the beyond, and you don't have any connections to the old ones and nature itself, then how are you supposed to work with this? I'll do a comparison between a hairdresser and a doctor to make you guys understand a little bit better. A hairdresser has the ability to look at you and your face and get a feel for your persona, and tell you what style and color would suit you the best. They have the ability and feeling for working with colors and shapes. They have the hand and the eye for creating. That's what's making them a good hairdresser. The doctor has excellent knowledge in his own department, and a doctor is more analytical of the symptoms that are there in a much more by-the-book way and makes decisions from those, and sometimes thinks outside the box too, of course. And that's what makes them a good doctor. But that doesn't make them a good hairdresser, would it? Even if the doctor is a skilled surgeon, that doesn't mean he's good with the scissors on hair. Would you trust your doctor to fix your hair more than the hairdresser? And a hairdresser would be as unqualified as the doctor to do the other one's work, right? And even if both the hairdresser and doctor reads a lot of books, for example, that doesn't make them the best ones if they don't do it practically either. Right? Or if they don't have the natural abilities for it. And if this person in that one group I mentioned, for example, is not guided by the old ones, then he or she shouldn't be doing rituals, ceremonies, runic galdr, and such the way this person does it now, or at all for that matter, to be honest. This is actually for us so-called mystics to do. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, all pagans are not practitioners, even if they wanna be. Now, let's get to the subject of pagan books. Most modern pagans today think you need tons of books, YouTubers, podcasters, and mentors to learn, and that you need to study like you're studying for university, referencing books, search sources, write grimoires like their uni assignments, and so on. And I am sorry if I step on some toes now, but you guys who have been sailing with me for a while now know that I'm really no sugarcoater, and I'm sorry, but there's many pagans who unfortunately has ended up being indoctrinated by people on YouTube, be it books, sect channels, or other kinds of sects, believing books are everything in paganism. Books are not law, books are not rules, books are just written by people. Humans. And who says the views, information, and so on those writers of those books have are the absolute truth? The truth is what you get from the old ones and nature, not other humans in books. Of course, books can help you confirm your knowledge gained, but that's all they should be used for, in my opinion, as a tool, not as a main teaching object. Even if a person has studied the runes, for example, 50 years in books or whatnot, entirely without the guidance of the old ones and has no natural abilities or whatsoever to even be able to feel and connect to them or the runes themselves, that wouldn't make that person any more knowledgeable and suited to work with them than a person who's actually guided by the old ones, has the natural abilities, and who actually wouldn't need the books because of that. I'm no sugarcoater, but I need to tell you guys this to put an end to the misconceptions here. And I have often said in my episodes that books are actually not needed at all. Why? Because we who actually are Valas, Vitkis, and Druids, for example, are getting our knowledge and intuition from the deities, guides, entities, and nature itself, the old ones. We are not reliant on what other people say and do. Is it comforting to have, let's say, a mentor to discuss things with? Sure, it's nice. Do you need a mentor? Do you need a guru? Nope, you don't. Certain people would want to make it seem like so, though, in the pursuit of status, fame, and out of greed. But don't be fooled, because the thing is, if you're truly meant to walk the druidic path or the path of the Vala or Vitki, for example, you will have direct communication and direct tuition from the old ones and nature itself. If you feel the need to learn from books or other people only, then it probably means you're not actually supposed to be practicing the way that we do. Why are people so bound anyhow as to what other people think? They believe reading books is what you're supposed to do when walking a pagan path, but that couldn't be further from the truth. People in the past didn't sit in libraries reading books about other people's opinions or experiences. They experienced themselves. Why? Why are people such book fanatics? How do you think these different authors got their information about things in the first place? You need to think about the real sources of everything and not blindly go to the bookstore or library expecting all you need is there. Book fanatics are causing more destruction to paganism than anything else, in my opinion. There's some YouTuber groups that literally kills paganism at its core with their culty book forcing on people, telling people they're not real pagans and don't have any knowledge if they don't read books, for example. And this group and its so-called leader are literally forcing people to only rely on books. Is that really paganism? Think about this, guys. That's all I ask. Are these echoes of Christianity so ingrained in so many people that books are the way? It doesn't work like that in paganism. If that's what you feel, then maybe you should go study the Book of Mormon instead. Paganism is not for you then to practice. You can be curious and want to learn about the old ways from books, of course, but that doesn't mean you are more authentic than someone else in this faith. I would say quite the contrary in that case. And that actually leads me to the next thing I want to lift, and that is mentorships and such. It's the same with this assumption that there's needs of mentors and teachers in the pagan community, like it's some kind of status upgrade if you have one and who you are mentored or taught by. But in truth, you are your own teacher and mentor. Nature, the old ones, are your teachers and mentors too. Why are mankind forgetting these simple facts? Oh, that was kind of channeled, I feel. Brothers and sisters of old, our path is unfortunately a very lonely one, but for good reasons. Yes, our work and our knowledge should still be kept in the shadows, but our existence will no longer be. I call all of you Völvas, Witkis, Druids, and many more to rise. We are needed, and we shall guide those deserving and in need. We are not gonna be pawns for someone's hunt for fame or money. There's no reasons why we should hide ourselves in the shadows. We need to step out for those who truly need us to guide them. But our knowledge should remain in sacred silence. Don't listen to so-called leaders to work behind the curtains for them. I hope you have gotten some food for thought from this episode. It was certainly good for me to get this out of my chest finally. And there's just so much more to say about this all, but this was but a mere summary and I didn't want to make a too long episode with this heavy subject. So now we've arrived to the final part of this episode. And I think it's a good way to finish off this all with a fun touch due to the very heavy topic that we've had here today. And the word is tystnad, which means silence. It's spelled T-Y-S-T-N-A-D. Tystnad. Do follow me on Instagram if you want to be updated about episodes or if you just want to follow me in my pagan life in general. It would be fun having you all there. And by the way, what you perhaps don't know about me is that I'm very fond of gaming and I enjoy doing that when I have some little spare time to myself sometimes, even if it's not very often really, but I play when I need to just disconnect for a little while for recreational purposes. So I actually created a Twitch account. I've never been on there before, so it's all very new to me, but I was curious. And I don't know if I'll ever make any streams on there, but it's fun to be watching others sometimes nonetheless. I have no idea who is good to watch on there, but I do know of a guy called Dan Vask. He is a singer like me and he's incredibly good. And it's one of his cover songs I have as my intro and outro this episode. And he's also a gamer and he streams on there, so I subbed to him to begin with. And I can't lie, he's eye candy too. So if you're a fellow gamer, then consider hitting me up on there. That would be fun. My name on there is Pagan Mom, of course, and I will link my profile in my link tree. And if you like dance stuff, I'll link it in the info box. Until next time, lots of love to you all. Ha det gott.